It's Wednesday, April 22nd, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On April 13th, the Chinese Christian Fellowship of Righteousness, the Zhangzhou-based church in the Henan province, received a notice to disband from the communist government, calling its religious activities illegal, reports International Christian Concern. Matthew 5, verse 10 says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." In an interview on Pittsburgh's CBS affiliate, John Delano asked this question of Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic nominee for president.
Where are you in naming that running mate? I've heard some speculation about Michelle Obama as vice president. If she said to you she'd be willing to be your running mate, would you ask her?
Oh, I'd take her in a heartbeat. She's brilliant. She knows the way around. She is a really fine woman.
On Tuesday, in a broad-ranging phone-in interview with conservative radio host Hugh Hewitt, Attorney General William Barr acknowledged the burdens to civil liberties during the COVID shutdown.
The president has executive power. Part of that is the ability to head off disastrous situations that can't otherwise be dealt with. One of the key things that I think is being missed in this whole debate that's going on now, these are unprecedented burdens on civil liberties, right? The idea that you have to stay in your house is disturbingly close to house arrest. I'm not saying it wasn't justified. I'm not saying in some places it might be still justified. But it's very onerous, as is shutting.